Okay, that's it. We have to sleep now.
I agree.
Like, we have to sleep now.
I said I agree. I mean... I'm closing my eyes.
I can't get over it. How long and thin he is. Guys talk about running their hands over somebody's curves. I can't stop running my hands over his straight lines.
What they teach you in training.
About what?
Like if you're in the field and you're down to the choice, 1 hour of sleep or a zero, what do you do?
I guess different people said different things. Usually power through. What'd they say in the Rangers?
Power through.
So it's 4:04. We have to be there.
6.
Drive time is
20 to be safe.
So
it's probably the biggest day of my post-Rangers career.
Which I'm guessing makes it a pretty big day for me.
Yep.
You know what else they taught me in training?
What's that?
They taught me leaders have to make judgment calls.
I don't make a judgment call.
Fine. Make one.
Power through.
Tor Labs presents Steal the Stars by Mac Rogers, produced by Gideon Media. Episode 4, Power Through.
I leave with 25 to spare. Tell him to wait the full 5 minutes before starting his car. Say, if I see you in my rear view, you're a dead man.
Good morning, baffling intruder to the secure facility. If you would kindly breathe in, place your chin here, and breathe out without blinking.
Yeah.
And suddenly, as if an enchantment was lifted, I recognize you, Dakota Prentice.
Yep, miracle. So, Rosh, you got the memo, right?
Mr. Hayden will be...
bypassing the whole shebang.
Yes, indeed. He will, I suppose, not be a stranger.
He will not.
I understand. Did Lauren get the memo?
Lauren, I'm handling myself. Just like I planned, I let Lauren run the whole process on me before I dropped the shit on her. No point in upsetting her more than necessary.
No. Assessing now. You were cleared to proceed to Hangar 11.
Okay. So, Lauren, we gotta talk.
No, you see, you're cleared. You can proceed.
No, we gotta talk.
I don't understand.
Lauren, you know Trip Hayden is visiting Quill Marine today, right?
Every morning I'm presented with a likely manifest of all
Lauren,
incoming...
Lauren, we are letting him bypass all the security protocols. His assistants as well.
That doesn't... No, that doesn't happen.
Lauren, you need to understand something.
That never happens.
Hayden might decide to take Moss with him when he goes. Cash in. Start a freak show. That is his right. Moss is his property. He might walk up to your station and give you the wrong answer. Except with him, there are no wrong answers. Do you understand?
This is all...
When they come through here, you just clear and stand to one side. That is a direct order.
Then I will... implement it.
I'm sorry, buddy. It's just the ones.
Chief!
Hey, Patty.
Okay, people, anyone complaining about losing their weekend? Look who's back on the clock 30 hours after taking an ass-whooping from the harp.
The harp's right where we left it, in the center of the Hangar 11 floor, inside the N5 treated 10x10 see-through cube. It's weird to see it lying on its side like that.
Did you sleep?
I slept here.
Okay, but did you sleep more?
I'm powering through. What's the ETA on our guess?
Tower says they're going to be on time.
Dicks.
Right.
Numbers?
Hayden and a handful of assistants. That's all we've heard.
I've staffed two previous trip Hayden visits, and this shit is standard. He likes his people underinformed and scrambling.
Plus.
Plus?
The test subject. Just identified on the manifest as X.
Jesus. He's got the subject on the plane with him?
Supposedly picked out whoever it is himself. I mean.
It is what it is. Can I get everybody in one place?
As soon as Matt Salem's... Oh, never mind. There he is.
God, you would never guess the guy was up all night. We budget about a second for eye contact. I don't think I've done the "hey, we're secretly sexing" look since I was 20 years old.
Okay, I want the full Hayden team assembled in 5. Nerds and geeks, you're all upstairs by 1 p.m. and you do not return to the hangar today.
So, catch you in 5?
First, let's talk through this X shit. The power through plan's working so far, and it should. I mean, Christ, I've humped 50 pounds of gear through 30-hour treks. This should be nothing.
Okay, everybody, stand tall and shut up!
The problem isn't tired. The problem is... use the word, horny. My body's not screaming sleep. It's whispering, there's cots past the lockers. Okay, guys. I'm gonna level with you right off. The situation we're handling today has more unknowns than knowns. If it was a field op, I'd abort. But it's not. This is a job. So this is how it breaks down. Make the same amount of eye contact with him as everyone else. Keep it even. Trip Hayden, an indeterminate number of assistants, and a test subject identified only as X are estimated to arrive at 11. Now what we're hoping is that time's out for lunch, Lloyd's hologram briefing upstairs in conference room 1, and a tour of Object E, all before the HARP's estimated power up at 2:35 p.m. Only we're not hoping, because hoping suggests an outcome we have no power over. And we do have power over this one. We're gonna make this happen, right?
Ma'am! Yes, ma'am!
They're nervous. Let them be soldiers today. A couple of specifics. 1. Lloyd's hologram presentation's highly sensitive. You guys will be outside, but I'm the only one who's going to be in the room. 2. Most of the X situation is need-to-know restricted to me and Patty. Hayden's people will hand X off to our people upon arrival to be kept in the brig until 2 p.m., at which time X will be brought here, and Patty and I will take it from there. Bottom line, your job today is to protect our visitors, protect our assets, and use maximum courtesy while doing both. Let's hear it again.
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Assignments?
Hand it up.
Questions? 2 hands go up. One of them's Grant. Fuck Grant. Let him wait. Yeah, Shell.
The test subject X, are we allowed to know basics? Male, female, other, reason for incarceration?
I like Shell okay. Somehow came through a couple tours with her smile and her acne intact. No. Whatever it's worth, I don't know either.
Are we concerned about another possible unscheduled power-up?
Vaughn, a no-drama order taker. I forget he's there sometimes.
Folks, let's see some hands raised before we shoot off our mouths.
My hand's up.
Fucking Grant. Like I said, tons of unknowns. Lloyd's analysis is the power-up we experienced Saturday night was a defense mechanism against being moved. We will not attempt to return it to Object E until tomorrow when Hayden's safely on the other side of the continent. That said, Patty's going to be running evac drills with you guys for the next hour. Anybody else? Grant's hand is still up. Okay, I've had my fun. Grant.
Chief, may I speak with you privately following this briefing?
This is what I mean. He could have just, spoken to me privately. Instead, he wants to make sure everyone knows he wants to speak to me privately. If you can squeeze it into 30 seconds. Okay, everybody be ready for drills in 5.
You heard her, people. Fall out!
Chief, Chief.
Is there any way this can wait?
I want to report an instance of fraternization.
Excuse me?
Fraternization among members of your select team.
The panic's like... it's like someone switched on a gas burner in my gut. Fraternization.
Of a romantic and sexual nature. I've witnessed it.
Is this guy shaking me down? All I think is to go hard. Let me get this straight.
Fraternization is explicitly prohibited.
You come to me just before a critical event, a visit from the people who own your life and the life of every person here. An event I cannot restaff for the simple reason that it's starting in hours.
I just thought it was appropriate.
Interrupt me again. Want to say something?
I'm sorry, Chief.
You want to do this? Come back to me tomorrow. Today, do your fucking job.
Yes, Chief.
Fallout.
Yes, Chief.
Okay. If he'd meant me, he would have pushed it. Jesus Christ, I damn near puked on his shoes. 5 hours later, I'm signaling Parker to open the gate without checking ID as Trip Hayden's convoy pulls up.
I'm sorry. Dak, just tell me again that Lauren's not going to make a scene.
She's squared away. We're good.
And Rosh won't make any jokes.
He's leashed.
Lloyd?
Yes. Short answers to the point.
And let's steer well clear of the word obviously, shall we?
I will, yes.
Hayden gets out of the first car, an assistant scurrying behind. His security pulls a different person out of the second car. I think it's a woman, but the head is covered with a dark mesh bag.
And... Presumably that...
Nothing you have to handle, Lloyd.
I signal Shell and Vaughn to receive X from Hayden's people.
Mr. Hayden, always a pleasure.
Mike.
That's right. This is the guy who can stroll up to a former colonel and decorated war hero and just say, Mike.
Okay, I don't know you and I don't know you.
Security Chief Dakota Prentiss, sir.
Were you here last time?
I wasn't chief at the time, sir. You would have dealt with Russell.
I don't think so.
Opposite of me, sir. Tall and blonde. The hell am I doing? Am I bantering?
Oh, yeah, I remember. Opposite is right.
Lloyd Simon is the head of research in our xenobiological division. Also new to the position since last time.
Christ, you think this is one gig where we could keep people around?
Lloyd was in the junior position on your
previous... Oh, but now you're senior man. Great. You're going to be answering a lot of questions. Meanwhile, standing around outside's getting really goddamn old.
Absolutely. Right this way. You're very welcome. Just through here.
Mm-hmm.
Rosh has the same look on his face as when I'm wheeling out a turndown service.
Now, we've had the checkpoint suspended, but kept the staffs and mechanisms up and running if you want to review our security procedures.
Great. I'd like us to review the itinerary, please. Mr. Hayden's on a very tight schedule.
Of course. Lloyd will be making an initial presentation in our conference room in an hour, as we discussed. But I thought we might start off with some lunch.
I'm sorry, lunch?
We've prepared a few menu options that
I'm not going to spend an entire hour eating. That's bizarre.
Let's have the food sent to the conference room.
Well, yes, I'm sure we can. If you're sure...
That presentation's ready, right? You're not buying time to finish it, are you?
No. It is fully, unambiguously...
It's ready now.
Then let's have it now. Jesus, who just eats?
Of course. I'll arrange to contact the kitchen.
Which way?
This way, sir. Here's how you can tell Harrison's been an officer so long he forgot what it was like before. Casual humiliation buckles him. I don't feel it. Wherever that lives in the body, I had it sanded right off.
What we're looking at here is a series of holographic images of Moss captured over the last...
It was weird shutting the door on my whole team, especially Patty, but this isn't 18 months of images Lloyd's showing Hayden. It's 3 months, and anyone who works a daily rotation guarding Moss's body would know that. Gotta give Lloyd credit.
Now, he
lies better than I would have thought.
We take regular measurements of the growth on Moss's chest. We don't necessarily extrapolate.
Yeah, I don't know whose genius idea it was to name it Moss and also call that crap on him Moss.
It is confusing.
Well, of course, we've grown.
Yep, keep going.
While we don't necessarily extrapolate the recession of the growth to any sort of understanding of Moss's life cycle or physical integrity, we do closely monitor.
I'm sorry, what's actually even happening right now?
Sorry?
Lloyd's presentation is specifically geared toward—
Why am I looking at a hologram of Moss instead of the real thing?
Well, obviously—
How much did this even cost us making holograms like this?
Well, Lloyd's holograms are really quite remarkable. They're constructed from raw footage taken from several
right,
different—
Right, the real thing, the actual alien, it's literally one floor below us, and I can look at it from any angle I want, right?
Certainly. The footage for the holograms was taken with lighting that you might find preferential.
Lloyd's just trying to say that Object E is rather dimly lit, that these holograms actually—
But it's the actual alien, yes? Because the last time I checked, my phone has a flashlight. Can someone please explain to me why I'm still above ground at my own secret underground base?
We can— Certainly. Relocate downstairs.
Great, Mike. Then relocate us. The faster you can get us through our itinerary, the faster you can get back to your office for an afternoon break.
And yeah, it's a shitty moment. And not one I'm gonna let hang in the air. I open the conference room door and call out to my team.
We're moving.
Which is how we all ended up packed into Object E. Hayden shining his phone on Moss's chest. Hayden's assistant is actually goddamn drinking coffee. This is a bad situation. I want it over as fast as possible.
God. It's a totally different thing being in the room with it.
Touch it.
Seriously?
Or I wouldn't have said it.
Just in terms of the coffee.
Oh my God. He's warm.
I love seeing that reaction.
Patty wants someone stationed in the tent, so I picked Matt. Figuring he hasn't been around long enough to know how fast the moss is receding.
But wait, if he's warm...
So we still don't know if he's alive or dead.
Well, we don't actually know how to approach assessing that.
No heartbeat, no breathing, no blood pumping, no brain activity, correct?
If by brain activity you're referring to measurable electrochemical...
The point is there's none, right?
No indicator that we would use to define life in a human body is present in Moss's body.
Except he's warm.
Other than the body temperature factor, correct.
I gotta tell you guys, there's a lot less moss here than last time.
Yes, certainly we have noted a decrease.
And when it all dies off, that means he's dead too, right?
That's one of several possible...
Oh, like E.T.'s flower, right?
What are you even...
Like E.T. from the movie. When the flower was dying, he was dying. But then when it came back to life...
It's mind-boggling that you're still talking about this.
We don't as yet understand the relationship between the moss and the body well enough to answer that question.
But you understand what I'm looking at. I'm the guy who has to make decisions on resource allocation. Sierra spends a lot of money on Quilmarine. If he starts rotting, if he starts falling apart, then I can't go the freak show route, and I lose the last revenue stream I'm ever gonna get here.
Harrison looks hard at Lloyd. This is Lloyd's moment.
Yes, of course. And given that...
And I look past Harrison and see Matt looking at us through the fissure. Does he know it's a lie? Maybe he heard Lloyd shoot his mouth off, something like that? Is he gonna fuck up and give it away?
Given that rate of recession...
How long before it runs out?
I'd estimate at least another 2 years.
All right, we're going to revisit this in a year. Maybe sooner. If I'm looking at half this amount of moss at that time, I'm cashing him in.
And then I realize it's not that he's overheard the lie. It's worse. It's better. He's looking at me. I'm the last one to squeeze through the fissure and out of the ship. As I pass Matt, he says...
How's powering through going?
So far, so good.
Instead of running around in circles yelling, squee, I keep walking. Finally, 2:25, almost time for the main event. I've got one Lloyd suit on my body and another under my arm. Now I just need Hayden off the goddamn phone.
I'm saying no, John. I'm saying I reject it. You keep saying ballot measure to me like the words have magical powers, and I'm saying that I reject it because I purchased that land.
I'm sorry, sir.
I own it free and clear.
Sir.
I don't understand. Why are you speaking to me?
Purely a safety issue, sir. I need to help you put on this protective...
We're gonna talk again while I'm in flight, John. I better not hear the words ballot measure. The cube is treated with the same substance, yes?
Yes, sir. It's...
Then what do I need that for?
Just a redundant measure
right.
of...
Redundant. Can we please just do the thing?
So now it's, do I insist and lose my job, or risk letting him die and lose my job? Over his shoulder, I see Shell and Vaughn leading X, whose wrists are bound with electronic cuffs, to the cube. Yes, sir. We've brought chairs in for you.
Great.
And your... Okay, Patty, go ahead and winch up the cube, but make it fast. Hayden wouldn't wear the suit.
Understood.
I signal Shell and Vaughn, and they gently nudge X into the taped-out cube area next to the harp. Great. X is in place. Patty, bring it down. And now X and the harp are in there together. Which is when I see the little look Vaughn and Shell give each other. It only takes a second, and maybe I wouldn't have even spotted it if I wasn't so... Shit! Goddamn Grant. So, sir, I'm sure you basically already know how this works in terms of...
It gets weird and loud and the power goes out.
Just to make clear that the power outage is temporary and we don't anticipate any...
Chief, what is it again?
Prentice, sir.
I'm not scared of a blackout. Can we get started?
Well, the harp's a little unpredictable in terms of exact start time.
Yeah, I get it. Uncuff her.
Now?
I would have said later, if that's what I meant.
Okay, Patty, disengage cuffs.
Disengaging.
As Patty sends the remote signal, the cuffs disengage, and... Okay, so the mics in the cube are working. X takes a second to rub each of her wrists before she takes the hood off. It is a woman. Probably my age.
Whoa, okay. Ah, let me get my eyes a second to... Wow, that was rough. Is that a harp? Where am I? Okay. Okay. Windowless room. Really big. Windowless room. Actually, biggest room I think I've ever been in. Windowless or otherwise. I almost feel like I want to run laps or... Oh, shit! Oh! Okay. All right. Lesson learned. I'm not actually in a giant room. I'm in a see-through box inside a giant room. I must look like a really obnoxious mime to you guys right now. Like I'm pretending to walk into walls. So, is someone gonna tell me what we are doing here?
Jesus, anytime, harp.
Or not. So, do I talk? I do the talking? Is that's the idea? Makes sense. That's how I got this gig in the first place. They came to my cell, they were like, do this thing, and we'll shave off 5 years. Like, I get out while I still have some brown hair. So I'm like, why now? I've been on the wait list for experiments for forever. Why this one? And you know what they said? Because I'm chatty.
Patty, I'm not crazy. We are at 100 hours, right?
Past it.
First, I thought they meant the whole whistleblowing thing, but now I'm thinking they just actually meant that my everyday demeanor. I'm chatty. I'm a motor mouth. I talk. I'm not sure why. I just do. Hey, how come you're wearing a space suit and you guys aren't?
Trip Hayden's patience has never been legendary, and I can see it starting to snap. What the hell, Harp? People's jobs are on the line.
So, you're really just gonna stare at me? Is that the thing? Maybe I should just stare back. Total silence. See who blinks first. Let's be honest, I'm not gonna do that. Plus, someone has got to talk about the elephant in the room. Did you guys seriously lock me up with a harp? Okay, with a really shitty harp?
All right, this is actually starting to get...
I'm sorry, sir. There's no way to control...
Wait, I know you. Don't I? No, not you, space lady. Talking guy. You sound... Because, see, all I could think, and I had a lot of time to think on the flight here, is that If you wanted me for this because I'm chatty, then it's probably not because of what I'm chatty about. Like, you probably don't want me to stand here being all chatty about the Sierra-designed voting machines, right?
She's pacing now in a tight circle and messing with the strings like it's a nervous tick.
Doc, should we maybe get her to put that down?
And I make the call. Actually, no. Let her do her thing.
So maybe it's not content. Maybe it's just the chattiness itself, which then leads me to think that you want to try something on me and see if it makes me stop being chatty, because you can't really have an after without a before.
Thank Christ.
Wait, well, what am I hearing?
Is this supposed to...
Are you guys hearing that? Where is that coming from? Wait, this thing? The harp? A second ago, I could barely...
And just as the lights go out, I see her fall. And that's when I spot the flaw in my impromptu plan. What if the harp's as fragile as it feels like? What if she falls on it? But it's already pitch dark. Nothing I can do now.
I'm sorry, are the lights gonna come on, or...?
Yes, sir, momentarily.
I want total fucking silence in this room right now. Hear that?
Hear... what?
She's not talking.
As the lights come back on, I see X lying on her side, eyes open, otherwise limp. And the harp, thank God, is leaning against her side in one piece.
Okay, sir, if you want
Wait.
To...
And he walks right up to the cube. He kneels right next to X on the opposite side of the glass.
Is there anything you want to say?
Nothing.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You made a number of very important secrets public.
Pointless.
Pointless?
Nothing changed.
You have a partner. You and your partner have a child.
Worthless.
Your family is worthless?
No point.
Jesus Christ.
No point to what?
Anything. They always win. You always win.
I'm in charge. I could release you. Do you want me to?
No.
What do you want?
To lie here.
What else?
To lie here.
Incredible. And this happens... Every 100 hours.
Well, not always exactly.
Or if you move it.
Well, that's happened once, but...
What was it just now? Timing or screwing with it?
I'm sure the harp team will provide a detailed...
Mike!
Director Harrison's in Birdseye. You want me to...
Can you remember a basic message and repeat it?
Yes, sir.
Tell him I'll be in touch very, very soon. Got it?
You'll be in touch very soon.
Who can show me out?
John, show Mr. Hayden upstairs. Make sure they get past the checkpoints.
Yes, Chief.
As soon as Parker confirms Hayden's gone.
Okay, Patty, let's winch up now. And let's go ahead and call turndown service.
I walk to the cube, checking my sidearm as I go. I kneel down in almost the same spot Tripp did. Her eyes are still open, looking at nothing.
Hi. Do you want to say anything?
No.
Okay. Okay, X is clear. Let's winch the cube back down. And can somebody get me out of this fucking suit?
I'm on it.
I didn't even know he was so close by.
I can do the seals pretty fast by now, so...
I love you.
What
did I just do?
Shit, best performance eval I ever got.
Thank you.
Of course.
What is... I don't even know what that is.
What? This is how I dance.
You know it's been a week when Harrison lets us party in the hangar. No booze on site, but nobody needs it. Between the relief and the sleep deprivation, we're basically hammered anyway.
I wonder if now might be a good time to speak with you regarding...
Jesus fuck, Grant. Tomorrow. Right? Tomorrow.
Yes, Chief.
And then... I mean, how else do you say it? Our eyes meet. And there's zero doubt what we're both thinking. The cots by the showers. Everyone's dancing. Everyone's getting silly. We could do it. It's insane. But the way he's looking at me, this train's already pulling out.
Now, when I really want to bring all the boys to the yard...
He understands what it means that I suddenly just walked into the locker room, right? He's got to. What the hell is that? Is that me? Is that my brain, like, sneak previewing somehow? But that doesn't make any... And when I round the corner to the cots, you wouldn't think they'd even fit together. Huge, quiet Vaughn, tiny, acne-faced Shell. They haven't seen me yet, but in a second they will, and then a few seconds after that, they'll see Matt walk up behind me. And they'll know we are here for the same reason they are. And then that'll be a thing we all know about each other. And I know that that's not a situation I can control.
Oh, shit!
Matt's 5 yards away. God damn it, these are good kids. These are... Oh, my God.
Salem?
Matt stops short just out of sight of Shell and Vaughn. Surprised at my tone.
Listen, Chief.
But
listen,
he's trained.
This is just...
And he picks up fast.
Chief?
Over here, Salem, by the cots. I need your assistance.
Coming, Chief.
I'm sorry.
The whole situation, we just got...
Best way to help yourselves is to shut up. Right now.
Chief, what are you... Oh.
I need your assistance detaining Lansing and Michaels here.
Detaining?
Patty? I'm sorry to call you right now. We have a situation.
Man, I can't help you.
Both of you get dressed now. I'll give you 2 minutes.
Steal the Stars by Mac Rogers, starring Ashley Atkinson. Presented by Tor Labs, produced by Gideon Media. Episode 4 also features Nima Jarabji, Rebecca Comtois, Nat Cassidy, James Wetzel, Abe Goldfarb, Kelly Ray O'Donnell, Brian Silliman, Hannah Cheek, Seth Sheldon, Jason Howard, Reina DeCourcy, and Jorge Cordova. Music by Linda Worsley. Sound design by Bart Fassbender. Directed by Jordana Williams. Next time on Steal the Stars.
I mean, might just be sex.
You are trained and decorated in the service of this country. You know how to stand tall.
This is what's happening to me.
This is your last chance.
To a person who doesn't work here, they don't live in the same universe.
Just a thing.
Fuck you.
Look me in the eyes and tell me you think this is right.
Don't contact me. Don't speak to me outside Quill Marine. It's over.
Just a reminder, you can now order your own copy of the brilliant novelization of Steal the Stars by Nat Cassidy, published by Tor Books, available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, IndieBound, iBooks, or wherever you shop for books. If you're enjoying the podcast and you'll love reading how Nat beautifully expands on these characters and the world they live in, visit tor-labs.com to learn more.